they're not married. Okay, everyone agreed, Baruch Hashem, there was no dispute. There was no machlekes. Everyone agreed that it was prohibited, but not everyone agreed as to why it was prohibited. So let's analyze that a little bit. To see, number one, first of all, is it true? Is it not true? And number two, why? So I asked you to bring a Shulchan Aruch. I hope you all have one. I hope. If you, those who do have, open up to Simon Chav Vav. In Evan Ezra, this is on the Makara sheet. We shall see quickly how it ties into our Inyanim. The Ramah writes in Simon Chav Vav that if a man is living with a woman, Yichtalo, and they're you know, quote monogamous, but they're not married, if we force them to separate, why? A technical reason. The Bevadai Bo Shahi Militbo Ubo Leah Benidosa. Whoa, it's a whole different reason. Since she's not married, she's embarrassed to go to the mikveh, so she didn't need her. Neither did Nisa Karis. Maybe even Nisa Arias. We spoke about that the opening shiur. Aval miyachad elav isha v'toveles elav. This shouldn't go out of this room. Yesh ovim shemuter hu pilegesh emura b'torah. There was a group some years ago, and I think it was based in Borough Park or somewhere like that, in Brooklyn. It was called the Shalom Bias Organization. And they advocated pilegesh. It's a great thing. They took out big ads. It was written up, I think, in the Washington Post. They picked it up in one of their weekend editions. It goes back, I think, about 15, 20 years ago. A bunch of clowns. And then they started getting a little bit racy. They said, you know, you want a blonde, you want a brunette. And then they said, you know, we can arrange it that, you know, if your wife is neither for a couple of weeks, but the pilegesh will be tahora that time, they'll alternate, you know. So the man can't go even one night without a woman. Rahmanul Islam, this is so sick. But on the other hand, if you want to be technical, they have a yeshomim in their amah. A pilegesh is mutter. They call that a concubine. I'm not sure what that means. Sounds like a porcupine. I don't know what the... whatever it may be. This is what they call it. A one day in the amah. V'yesh omrim she'asur. V'lokin alzeh. That's quite extreme. One person says mutter, one says you get malchus. Not just, you know, like some kind of the rabbonadika thing. Mishum lo siya kadesha. This week's parsha. We read the pasuk in shir yesterday. Lo siya kadesha. Atkan. So there are two opinions from one extreme to the other. If a man and a woman are living together, whether she's not a nida, without benefit of marriage. So it seems to be machlokes in the Ravid and the Rambam. Wouldn't be the first time Rambam and Ravid fight. And we have to understand what this fight is about and how we paskin. So everyone agrees in the halachic world that we inhabit that pilegesh is awesome. Not everyone agrees with the Rambam that it's also min haTorah with Malkus. Some say it's also min haTorah without Malkus. It's an Isser Esse. Ki yikach ish isha. So it's an Isser Esse. We have to say there's a Mitzvah Esse, and then there's an Isser Los Esse. There's an Isser Esse. The Torah says if you want to live with a woman, ki yikach ish isha obola. You want to have bia, it should be in the context of marriage. And if you don't, so it's an Isser Esse. You're not fulfilling the Esse, which it should be, of man and woman first. Okay. But it might be a doraisa, but it's a resa. Then as a rabbi, it seems to say it's mutter. According to Rambam, it's a lav, lo si, lokin, lokin. Lo si, kadesh. So, what's the story of this pilegesh? This is pilegesh. I mean, the Torah does speak about pilegesh. So, if you look in the Gra over here talks about pilegesh. Over here in Sivkaton, Zion. He quotes a Rambam in Perek Dal Milchus Malachim. The Eina Muteres Ela LeMelech. Wow. Rabosai, a Melech. We just had last week's parasha, a Melech. A Melech may have a Pilegesh. All those psukim that the others quote to prove a Pilegesh is mutter. So Rambam all talk about a Melech. Aval LeHedjot Aser. A non-Melech is prohibited. Tafas Alef Ramban, Vikole, Vigidon, Ushar Gedol Yisrael, Klum Nasu Pilakshim. Would pilegesh be given? May I ask, lo hayom befarhesya, if they call Yisrael pilegshi, lo hayaholech elchamim befarhesya? Aval Rambam Sham Tiris Bidvarav Shekasa. Hahed Yod Asur Ela Ba'oma Hoevriya Bilvad Achar Yud. That's what he says pshat in the Rambam. My Rebbe, Zechron Levrach, understood pshat in this Rambam. What do you mean? Omo Evriya Bilvad Achar Yud. What's with the Pilegesh? My Rebbe explained what Pilegesh is mutter for a melech and a hedjo. By Omo Evriya Achayid, Hatzad Hashava Shebehem, that at the end of the day, the woman is your wife. She's your wife. If the woman is not your wife, the Rambam says it's always going to be Aser. Always going to be Aser, it's not your wife. Aye, Pilegesh for a melech. The Pilegesh for a melech becomes his wife. Melech parts together. There's no need for Kesef Kiddushin. Just by fiat. The same way he can take away a house, he can take away a woman, and by fiat, it's a din in the Gemara, but Sanhedrin. Melech parts together. He just takes what he wants. And the same thing, Omar V'Yachayim, my Rebbe explains, means we pass in Mos to Rishonos Lav LeKiddushin, didn't you? By some kind of a magic. There was money paid for the quarrel number of Ria, and somehow there's a metamorphosis, she becomes a wife. Boom! Without Kesef Kiddushin. Somehow. So the same thing applies to a Pilegesh who's married to a Melech, but a Pilegesh who's, and that's why we said it counts towards 18 wives, she's really a wife, but a Pilegesh who is not married to a plain Jew, who's not married, who's lived with a plain Jew, it's an Issa Daraisa of Losia Kadesh. Yes? Very good question. Ein Adam also be, we saw the Gemara. Ein Adam also be loss of Bilas Nus. Why is it a Bilas Nus? Well, we reduce it to a Pelegesh, his mother. Those words are going to come back to haunt us very, very soon. Very soon. An excellent point. Yes, sir.
So you're saying that a king can. Well, you're saying the king's like waiving the Kesef Kiddushin?
The king has the ability to acquire a wife without the formalities of Kesef Kiddush.
But what about the opinions that say that you don't need a ksuba even for Pelegesh?
The two gear sauce. Everyone agrees no ksuba. Some say Belik ksuba Belik Kiddush, and some say Belik ksuba with Kiddush. But I think we should spend a few more minutes before we get going saying goodbye to the Rambam, see exactly what the Rambam said. Exactly what he said. What did the Rambam say precisely? See, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote the Rambam. He gives it his shita. But the Rambam is at the very beginning in Hilchos Ishus. That's where the Rambam is found. He tells you it's found. I'll read you the words. The words are critical in the Rambam. Very critical words. The Rambam says as follows in Perek Aleph and Hilchos Ishus. Like this. Mishenitna Torah Nesra HaKadesha. This week's parasha. Lefichach, very important Rambam. Kol aboel isha l'shem znus below kiddushin lokem in haTorah mipnei sheboal kedesha. Okay, Rambam's clear as day. Isa daraisa with Malkus. What kind of case? Boel isha l'shem znus below kiddushin. There's a big fight what the Rambam meant. Some say, when he says the shame's nus, he means promiscuity. Promiscuity. That's the Rabbit sheet. The Rabbit says, what's Kadesha? Ein Kadesha l'mzumenes yamufkeres l'chol odom. We read it in Parashas Vayeshev. Ayeha Kadesha hi b'naya maladorech. She's just looking for business. Right? But the Rabbit says, as the Ramoy quoted, "Hamiacheres atza beish echad, ein belo malchus lo yisiv lav viapilegesh b'ksuba, viapilegesh hakasuba." Excuse me, that's what it means. So says the Shita. So says the Rabbit. Okay, and he asks the kash against the Rambam, "Shim kedvarav." If the Rambam is right, mifate eich mishalem oleo mamon. Valoloke aleho. Elevai mishahutzcha lepitui Eina Kedesha. Wow. The din in the Torah, it's Parshas Mishpatim. There's a little reference to it in Parshas Kisetzi as well. Onus and Mefatim. They derive one from the other. If a man is Mefata, he seduces a girl, she's a Nara, so he pays X dollars, right? There's a Knas, 50 Shkolim. What do you mean? If he gets Malkus, we pass Enoloka Mishalim. So it must be that she's not a Kadesh. What will the Rambam do with this Rabbit's Kash? This is a good Kash. What will the Rambam do with this Kash? How can you say that anytime a man lives with a woman without benefit of marriage, that there's going to be a Lav, a Malkus of Kadesha, then how do you have the concept of Mefata? Mefata means that you're paying money. Money means that you're not going to get Malkus. Yes, sir?
Same as with the relative of the king, that it turns into...
No, they're not married. Guy picks up a girl in a club, and you know, walks her home, and next thing you know, ooh, it's Mefata. Right? They're not married. Should he marry her? No. This week's passage is about onus. Onus, if he forces himself upon her, then the Torah says that because Nebuch, he did a terrible thing, a violent thing, and she's now in Tzaras, because she's now a Basula. She's no longer a Basula. She is certainly in ancient years, quote, damaged goods, hard for her to find the Shidduch. So therefore, if she insists, he must marry, and he can never divorce her. This week's parsha. But Mefata, she said yes. Yeah.
It's the same thing, though, in terms of ruining her.
He ruined her, but she said yes. Yeah, I've been ruined. People ruin each. Unfortunately, people get ruined. And we have to try. Rabbi say, if you know somebody who got ruined, please send them to me. We'll try to rehabilitate them. The Yetzirah is very stark. The Yetzirah is very stark. We should never, ever, no one in this room should ever underestimate the Yetzer Hara. Don't think that you know you're better than anybody else and you can overcome it better than smart. Please don't ever underestimate the power of the Yetzer Hara. He's all over the place. Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, but I don't fully understand the case of Mefata. He's able to tug this.
He talks her into it. He sweet talks her.
Did
I say he's allowed to do that?
It's wrong what he did. So forbid the event. So why does the Rambam have to?
No, but if when it comes to the fact that you pay money, I read it a psukim. We have chamisha chum shei Torah. You can't budge without it, right? Don't leave home without it. Chamisha chum shei Torah. I have parshas mishpatim. Okay, I'm reading different. You can look it up yourself. In parshas mishpatim, we read as follows. Okay, I'm reading to you in parshas mishpatim, perek chof aleph pasuk lamed gimel. No, take that back. Later on. Perek Chof Beis Pasuk Tezvav. V'chiyafata ish besula asher lo arosa v'shoch avima mahor yimarena lo l'isha v'imoein yimoein avia l'sita lo kesef yishkol k'mor ha-besulos. That's Mefata in Mishpat. And in this week's parasha, Kisetze is onus. In fact, the Ravid, what are you paying, 50 shkolim? Send it to Bez to get Malkus. That's a gavaldig akasha. It's a gavaldig akasha. A gavaldig akasha, Rabosa. Meridig akasha. The Rambam answers the kasha himself. Yeah, Rambam anticipated the Rambam's kasha, and he gave the answer himself, and it's a very important limitation on Shita Saramba. In other words, there are those who want to learn Pshat Rambam who use the Lashon. Derech, L'shem Znus, means promiscuity. That's wrong. There are others who say, any time a man and woman ever live together without marriage is lo siya kadesha. As we shall see now, that's also wrong. That's the Ravitz Kasha. So what's in between? Where do you find the real answer to this? The answer is found in Hilchos Nara Besula. Rambam has that the whole, in Hilchos Ishus, he has in Sefer Noshim rather, he has Hilchos Nara Besula. Now read it to the Rambam Hilchos Nara Besula. Perek Beis Halacha Yud Zayin. Okay? Listen to this. Zeh shechiva Torah la'onus u'mefata mamon lo malkus. The Ravitz Kasha. Listen to this. B'she'ira hadavar mikre. It just happened, you know? Just happened. They went to a party together. He walked her home. She invited him in. And then maybe they'll put on some music. And I don't know exactly what goes on in these places. And before you knew it, he was mafater. V'lo hichina atzma lekach. It was not premeditated. Shedavazeh, without premeditation, eino hovetamid. V'eino matzui. It happens. I'm telling you what happens, but it's not so matzui. If there was premeditation, then in that kind of a case, it's a kadesha. V'lo kehabol v'anevelas v'sham losiya kadesha. And there's no knas. There's no simafat in that kind of a case. The Rambam answered the question himself. If it's premeditated, it's kadesha. And if not, not. Not completely clear who has to premeditate. If they're both premeditated, or if one or the other premeditated, look at the small print over here in Perek Beis and the Chosnar Halacha Yudzayin. Suffice to say that if they both premeditated, they were living together at Kaseder for years. That's premeditated. So the Rambam said it's Mutar Mishum Pilegesh, and the Rambam says it's Isa Daraisa Lo Siya Kadesh. Premeditated. If a guy picks up a girl, and they, they take a walk, and they take a talk, and they take a this, and they take a this, and a this, and then all of a sudden, before you know it, their hormones take charge of them, and there's the relations, and assuming that it was just sort of, quote, happened, right? So then, that's mafata. Chalila v'chas, he forces her, it's onus, chas v'shalom. Yes?
By Kadesha, the woman gets malchus as well?
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe that's different between the two of them, that it's premeditated, that when it's Kadesha, it's premeditated by her as well, because she only gets punished by Kadesha, she's going
to
punish by her.
Okay, it's an excellent question. We have to see some of the more precise definitions of this Aveira. We shall see momentarily. In any event, you went with me so far? This is what we spoke about yesterday, Shia. Now, you're wondering, what's it to do with us? So in order to tell you what it has to do with us, I'm going to skip a little bit in terms of where I was going on the Maram Makomas and go to something which is an immediate issue, which we spoke about a little bit yesterday, but I like it to turn, if you have a Shulchan Aruch, all the way from the very beginning, which is Simen Chavav, to the very end, which is Simen Kuf Nun Zayin, also on the Maram Makomas. Kuf Nun Zayin. With our Rambam, just the second one, Perek Beis and Nuchos Nara Halacha Yud Zayin. So let's put on some eyes again. Tough here. Are the lights on? What am I supposed? Me, that's in my eyes. Okay, that's what one. Good, we'll manage. Kuf Nun Zayin. Sif Dal and Ramo. Kuf Nun Zayin Sif Dal and Ramo. And more as follows. Listen to this now. This is halacha lemaisa. Hamekadesh isha v'yesh lo ach mumar yochol lekadesh ulahasnos b'tznai kofel shem tipo lefnei mumar liyibum shelo tehe mekudeshes. Mari Brin knows Mari Bruna as well. Can you imagine this? Conditional marriage in the Ramah, not some modern 20th or 21st century, I don't know, liberal. The Ramah, conditional marriage. Wow, what an amazing, amazing chiddush! Conditional marriage. Says the Beis Shmuel, Siv Katan Vav. Afal gav de bialma amina ain't tnai ben isuin. Did I show the Gemara yesterday? I think we did. Did we not see it? Not everyone was here. Open to the Gemara, both in Yevamos Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. Please open Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. Just want to start with the words. Every word that's quoted, you should check it out. Who said ain't tnai ben isuin? What did it say so? It says the Gemara Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. The second line of where the Gemara starts. Gemara. Lefisha ain t'nai ben isuin. There it is. Oh, so the Beis Shmuel asks, how can you have a t'nai ben isuin? In other words, there are plenty of mishnayos, Rabbi Osai, but t'nai be kiddushin. A whole bunch of mishnayos in the third paragraph of the kiddushin. Marry me, betrothed me with this condition, that condition, this, but not nisuin. Nisuin, there was already a physical relationship. Ain't tonight been Nisuin. No, here they were married for 30 years. Says the Beis Shmuel. We come from Bechiai Gav Nahitiru. We don't understand yet why. Fahainu Be'esa Bia Masnakein. It's not enough to make a Tanai B'Shas Kiddushin. Must be a Tanai B'Shas Bia as well. The Ilu Masna Be'es Kiddushin V'Nisuin Adayin Yeshlocha Shema Be'es HaBia Mekadosh Oso B'Stam Ein Odom Oso B'Loso Bilas Znus. A phrase that we also saw right over here again. Yevam Estav Kuf Zayinam and Aleph. Ein Odom Oso B'Loso Bilas Nus. Fine. Oh. Says the Beis Shmuel a few lines later. Bishlam atnai, ashehu misupuk im niskayim atnai, shayach lo mishim bekadish b'chol ofen, shelo yeh biyosos nus. They make a condition. You give me $1 million, you'll agree to live with me in Lakewood. Whatever condition you want to make. So he's always having to be fearful that the condition will not be fulfilled, will end up being bias nus. He doesn't want that. So therefore he has in mind to be mekadosher, whether or not the condition will be fulfilled doesn't make a difference. He doesn't want to have any bias nus on his head. Fine. Masha ein kein kan, the leko chashash bias nus, v'lo shayach lo mad lo niskayim atna. Here it's impossible to have bias nus. It's impossible to say that the Tanai was not fulfilled. What does that mean? Who knows what he means? What do you mean it's impossible to say that the Tanai will not be fulfilled? He made a condition. And what's the condition? Im tipo lifnei mumor liyibum shlotei mekudeshes. So what's the Tanai fulfilled? And what do you mean the Tanai will not be fulfilled? Tanai will not be fulfilled means im tipo lifnei mumor liyibum. So if she'll be tipol if they move maliyibum, then the Tanai will not be fulfilled and the marriage will not be a marriage. What do you mean it's impossible? It's very possible. What's the answer, gentlemen? I already gave you a hint yesterday. What's the answer? Who knows? Yes.
When he's dead, it doesn't matter.
Exactly. It's impossible in his lifetime. He will never live to see this condition fulfilled. As long as he's alive, it's not fulfilled. Once he's dead, he's dead. But I had a question yesterday. The question was, and this was a question which was raised by the Shita Mekubetzes, in the one I asked you to see in Baba Kama. I'm not sure if you've seen it yet. Anyone see it inside? Anyone look inside? No one says what I said. It said he asks. Tosu says when it comes to Nisu and the Tosu Baba Kama Kufyud that it's different because there's some kind of a hano, this or that. A much more fundamental reason. In the case of Nisuin, they have to be married because otherwise they know the most bilas, so bilas nos. That's the Russian's question. And Tosh seems to be oblivious to it. The question is why? So I believe the answer is as follows. The Isra of Kedesha is fundamentally different than all other Gili Arayas. All other Gili Arayas, Rabosai, will call it Isurei Cheftza. I'm not going into the intricacies now of Gava versus Cheftza. Could be all Isurei Torah, really Isurei Gavra. But even if it's Isurei Gavra, technically, but in our lexicon, we'll call it an Isurei Cheftza. Because as we say, this woman, in any way, shape, or form, this woman is prohibited to this man. We'll call that for our purposes Isurei Cheftza. However, an unmarried woman is not an Isurei Cheftza. No. This very same woman, there would not be a violation of Kedesha. In one of two extremes. Either he married her, on the one hand, or he just sort of fell in with her, in the case of Mefate, on the other hand. In both of those two extremes, there's no violation of Losia Kedesha. So therefore, Rabosa, the nature of Losia Kedesha, Rabosa, listen very carefully, is not on the Chefta, I'll use a different word, on the Pa'ula, a Pa'ula of Bia, with a premeditated pa'ula bia, between a man and a woman, with that benefit of marriage, that is considered to be kedeshus, and therefore there's a violation of siya kedesha. That's the nature of the prohibition. However, This, in contrast to other prohibitions, will not take effect retrospectively or retroactively. In other words, if a man married a woman on a condition, if this, and then this woman has a boyfriend, she decides in a moment of passion to live with this boyfriend, no problem, I'll undo the marriage by knocking out the tanai. Right? So, I'll undo the marriage, so it'll be until I was never married. And then for some technical reason, she's unable to do so. So the bottom line is, it was a terrible act of niyuf, Isur Eishes Ish Mamish. The time she intended to undo the marriage to the first guy with somebody knocking out the tanai, very nice. The road to is paved with good intentions. I mean, I wouldn't call it a good intention by any stretch, but even with intentions that could somehow escape the Issa Kares, but she didn't escape. It turns out in retrospect that since she couldn't undo the tanai, that she was married to Reuven and living with Shimon, which is the worst possible avera. Doesn't matter at the time when she lived with Shimon, she had planned to undo the marriage to Reuven. Issa Cheft. However, Abosai, when it comes to our discussion, Lo Siya Kadesha, if at the moment they were married, and the expectation is that they'll remain married, and they will be married, even at the end of the day, be married, even though it turns out after his death that they were never really married, we do not say retroactively there was a violation of Lo Siya Kadesha. Now you'll ask me, this works when they're both 20s and their 30s, there's still an expectation, hopefully going to have children. Once they turn 40, 50, 60, 70, what? They're still expecting to have children? What's a sorry menu plus? What are they expecting? What are they thinking? The answer is, they're not expecting to have children at that point in time. Nebuch, I feel bad for them. They're realists. But at the same time, there's still many possibilities that this, we were not going to have to annul the marriage retroactively. What are these possibilities? Number one, if she dies before him. Number two, if he divorces her, right? Let's say, just to give an example, the man was given they lived together in peace and harmony for 50 years. 50 years in peace and harmony. And the man is an older man, and he goes to the doctor, I'm sorry to tell you the bad news, you have terminal cancer, you can't live for more than a very short amount of time. So he could say, honey, I want to give you a gift, my last gift to you. I bought you jewels and pearls, and he showered her with gifts for 50 years of wonderful marriage. My last gift. What is it, honey? A get. Oh, yeah? So I get a gift? Yeah. Because if I give you a get now, then all the BS that we had for the last 50 years will be kosher v'yosher. Pesachit Shuvah, someone talks about that gift. It's a little, not so romantic, but that could be done. And then if she dies first, then also everything is kosher v'yosher. So even though they're elderly people now, a nice old couple have been together for so many years, still not a foregone conclusion, even at that stage in life, that the beer that they're having now is end up being a beer's nus. Okay? But the way we're suggesting that in any event, fine. That's my take. I have to be honest with you. The Bach discusses this issue as well. The Bach, here in Simon Kuf Nun Zayin, this Tanai came under heavy fire. This Tanai of the Ramah, close to the Mari Bruna, came under heavy fire from no less an authority than Rav Yosef Karo. You notice it's in the Ramah. It's not in the Shulchan Aruch. It's not in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch writes in Siv Dalet, Nafal lefnei yovah mumar, yesh mi shematirim hoya mumar b'kshenesor achiv, vein lismach alof. There are many reasons to be matir, the Rav is not wrong on any of them, we'll get to it one day. That's it, as far as it goes. The Ramah added this possibility of a Tanai. What was the kasha that was raised against this Tanai? It's an interesting question that's raised. I'm reading to you from I've opened the Torah in front of me in Simon Kuf Nun Zayin, the Beis Yosef, commenting on the Torah here in Sif Dalid, makes the following comment. The Beis Yosef says as follows. Listen to the words. He quotes the Trumas Hadeshin. His source is in Trumas Hadeshin, Simon Reish Chav Gimel. And those who make it tonight, for Tzarachim Adavar, asked him Trumas Hadeshin. To be Mordechai Perek Apolim, quotes he was Shalom above Metziah. The Master Mashakos of the Torah to know Bottle. Kimo, Im Mati, he makes, if I die, he says to her, with no children, Shaloti Zokek Liibu. He marries her with the condition that there's no levirate marriage subsequently. That's Bottle Mavut. Bottle Mavut? Says the Trumas Hadeshin, it's against Shaz Babli. What Shaz Babli? Yesterday's Gemara, but Bakama Kuf Yud. We'll see it. Those who were missing yesterday, we'll see it again today inside Medina. Elamayata Yavama Shanafle Mukashkin. Tapir Lebelo Chalitza Dadata the Hochilo Kitchen Nafsha. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. So Tos distinguishing Kiddushin and Nisuin. And now that we do them together, the kids are nimitz, but at least in principle, a condition seems to be possible, according to the Bavli, against the Yerushalmi. Says the Beis Yosef, I need to mail there. Me'acha she'en ha'mehetem mevuah b'talmud ha'didah, it's not explicit. U'b'talmud ha'Yerushalmi mevuah le'isr, hech efshel ha'okel b'davar, alkein nishtaka ha'davar, v'lo re'inu v'lo shamanu, mi shehisna kein. Oh, it's out of the question. Says the Ramon Dake Moshe, the Mari Bruin says it's okay, you can do it. Aye, it's against Yerushalmi. No, listen to the words. Afal pi shein lahasno shalot teiz kuka liyavam. That became master mashakosa b'torah. I can't marry Rochel. Rochel, I'm telling you, I'm Reuben. I'm marrying you, Rochel. I love you very much. I'm marrying on the condition that in case I don't have no kids, you will not have to face my brother Shimon. That's ridiculous. That can't be. Because in that case, they're married for sure, and they're trying to impinge upon marriage. This kind of marriage will not have a potential levirate marriage thereafter. It's not, you can't do that. Impossible. Mikomakom, imitkacha mitznaikofel, shalot tehei mekudeshes imtipo lifnayovam shabadami. Here you're not saying there's going to be a marriage without a Zikal Yibam. No! If there'll be a situation which would ordinarily lead to a Zikal Yibam, there was never a marriage! Never a marriage in the first place! That can be, it's what the Mari Bruna says. That's what the Ramah quotes. It's not against any Yerushalmis. The Yerushalmis, you cannot have a marriage when the marriage exists, but there's no Zika. That can't be. It's against the Torah. But the marriage should become non-existent, that you can have. Yes, sir?
Why can't you just do a get out tonight? You know, if I die...
Yeah. A get out tonight may work. There's a big shadow, and he's learned the Sugus and Masech to Gittin. If a man that writes a get out tonight and lives with his wife physically, that may undo the get completely.
Yeah, but he could do like an hour before I die. That's sort of a time.
That may also be undone if they live together between the time the get is written and the time that the get is given. Not so simple. That's a topic which is a really critical, but not for today. That's a different topic. We're discussing Kiddushin out tonight. That's a more dramatic topic in some ways, okay? All the Kiddushin's out tonight. Oh, so here's, this is a secret again, this won't go out of school. Listen to this, these are the words of the Bach. The Bach and Simon Kuf Nun Zayin discussing this issue. He says the question becomes, if they have this Kedushin al Tanai, isn't every single Bias Nus? V'gam lo niku bilos of Bias Nus. Why? Sharei ishto, umyucheres lo kol yomov. Aye, it turns out retroactively they were never married. Kids, listen, shh, keep it here. Bahavia, I should say, she is Limafreya retroactively. Kipilegesh Disharia. The Bach sounds like he's soft on Pilegesh. That it's going to turn out in retrospect that with 50 years she was living as Pilegesh, which is Mutter. Rebbeinu shel olam, v'lo nikra bilas nus. Oh boy, that's. How can that be? We hear from the Pilegesh is usher. Every posuk in Mefursim in the last, I would say, 600 years held that Pilegesh is usher. Yisukah is only one exception. Anyone know who that was? A very iconoclastic posuk, yes. That's right. Rabbi Yaakov Emden wanted to be about the Pilegesh. But he had his own things. He was We don't go with that, Rabbi Yisrael. The rabbis of those Borough Park wanted the Rav Yaakov to choose. That cannot rely on a Das Yochid when it's against everybody else for centuries. Okay? But the Bach seems to be a little bit, I'm not saying Allah Halamaisa, but it seems to be soft on Pilegash over here. This is just a retrospective case. I'm saying differently. I'm saying that when turns out they were never married, and Pilegash is Asr. Pilegash is Asr. Why? But my Rambam, it's premeditatedly a man living with a woman without marriage. That's not this case. This case, they got married, they were both 21. They planned to live and be married at Meir and Shana. They never expected not to have any children. Their whole life, they want to have children. And when they get too old, so they figure at the end of the day, either if she dies first, she'll die first. If he's very sick, he'll give her a get. And if he gets hit by a car all of a sudden, when age 80, whatever it is, no. But that wasn't their premeditation. You follow me? You don't have to be Mata Pilegish to reach the conclusion of the Bach that there's no Bilas Nus retroactive. That's what I'm trying to bring out. Everyone with me so far? I both say critical stuff. Critical. Yes, sir.
We're only talking about where she made a tnai in before it happened, not that
before the Arison, for everything.
Right. She can't claim later that in her mind she wouldn't have done it had certain circumstances.
Very good question. That's the Gemara Baba Kama asked that question. The Baba Kama says whenever a woman gets stuck with a mukashchin for her brother-in-law in the Zizika, she should say, "I never would have married him." Was my answer. She can't say that. Why not? So we have to discuss the precise parameters of that Gemara, and that we'll discuss. We're not done with that Gemara. Not by a long shot. But in principle, if there would be a tonight, the answer would be, I'm going to show you a tshuva now. I'm going ahead of myself, but I can't hold myself back. This is a tshuva which is so wild that I don't think anybody else would pass in this way. But the author is Rav Moshe Feinstein. Otherwise, I would just, dismiss it. Can you get me Igris Moshe? We have the movies going for so long, and I haven't seen any movies. Yes, I'm sorry, y'all. Yeah.
This thing around that.
Evan has a chelik dalit. I'm sorry.
With my friend, there's like there's no problem because
right. That's my shot. Yeah.
So everything's therefore you don't need the Beis Shmuel.
No, that's what the Beis Shmuel is saying. You don't need the Bach.
The Beis Shmuel said that because he's going to die.
The Beis Shmuel is saying as follows. Chelik dalit simen kuf chafaf. Last one. Evan has. Mashenkin kan the leka chashash biyaznus. What do you mean? It's going to be Lonis Kaima tonight after his death. No, let's say it's Nus retroactively. No, that we don't say.
Well, then after that, he's never, the future won't be ended.
There's no future. He's dead.
Since it's not
gonna be he's dead. Rabosai, why am I saying all this? This is such a critical thing. There is, before I read you Rav Moshe, let me give you the history in brief. Rabosai, there was a move in the late 19th century in France, where there was a liberal French government that wanted to establish a Sanhedrin, and there was a transition from the being a one religion state of Christian of Catholicism, and they wanted to recognize other religions, but they also wanted to have civil marriage. So a few rabbis in France said, "We'll make the following condition in every marriage: if and when there'll be a secular divorce, they were never married in the first place." Hey, that would solve a lot of the world's problems, would it not? The big rabbi said he can't do such a thing. That was then. Later on, in the late 20s, it surfaced again. There was a sefer written in 1930 in Vilna. It was called Ein Tanai Benisuin. Ain't Tanai Benisuin? And it had contributions from Gedolei Olam, from all over the world, from Eretz Yisrael, from Europe, everywhere. But of course, the question is, and the Rambam says, Yesh Tanai B'Nisuin. So the thrust was as follows. Rabosai, an individual, a man, is not going to be masking to live with a woman if there could be a possibility that she could just snub him at a particular point, walk out, marry somebody else, and he's powerless and helpless to see this happen in front of his own eyes. Psychological umdana of men, you know, we men. Yeah. We spoke about yesterday about acquisition. So, as I said again, a woman does not belong to a man as, what do we say? A car, a house, or a slave, or whatever we said yesterday. Okay? But a man does feel strongly that his wife does, quote, belong to him from the perspective of physical relationships. We don't believe in open marriage. It's a tarti desasri. Right? That's what the very word kiddushin means. That she is now accepting upon herself that her physical relationship will be only with this man and with nobody else under pain of death by Torah law. That's what kiddushin means. That's the very definition of kiddushin. So if you're going to have a kiddushin and then all of a sudden the woman will decide to tell her husband, you know what? It was on a condition, and the condition, I'm not going to fulfill the condition, so I can just go and marry my boyfriend. The man's malehood, I guess, I don't know what you want, for lack of a better word, is going to be aroused. He can't stomach this. He's saying, no man in the world is living with his wife physically on a condition, the result of which could be she'll just snub him and go live with somebody else and get married in the great synagogue, you know, with the chief rabbi. Because it's kedushin al tanai. No one is gonna have the stomach for that. The only time the person has the stomach for it is when they won't have to see it. Louis XIV, après moi, after the person is no longer alive and his wife is looking out from Shemayim as she marries somebody else. Okay. So she's not gonna be stuck with my mukashrin brother. That doesn't bother me in Shemayim. But in this world, that the woman should snub him and go live with some other man on the ground that she was never married to him, no man can tolerate that. That's what it says in the Sefer Ein Tanai B'Nisuin. And therefore, you only have Tanai B'Nisuin only here in the case where it's, as the Beis Shmuel said it so dramatically. What did he say? Is V'lo Shayach Lova Lo Neskai Matanai means in his lifetime. Lo Neskai Matanai means only after he's dead. That does two things. Therefore, there's no Bias Nus on the one hand, because we're saying it's not an Issa Heftza. That's how I understood it. Falling short of the back was Mata Pilegesh. And number two, because he can't see it in his lifetime, it doesn't bother him. And therefore the condition is a good condition, even though he lived with her for 50 years. Contrast that to any other condition which in theory can be effective in his lifetime, such as if there's a civil divorce, they were never married, and she can go marry someone else without a get, no man could ever tolerate that. That's what the thrust of the Sefer of Ein Tanai B'Nisuin. In the mid 20th century, was a man named Rabbi Berkowitz, who was a Talmud of the Sri Reish, and he lived in Chicago. He's a philosopher, among other things. Huh? He wrote a sefer which was called, you know what it was called, a sefer? Shaul? Yesh Tanai B'Nisuin. So there. All the Gedolei Hador said, Ain Tanai B'Nisuin, and he wrote a book called Yesh Tanai B'Nisuin. And he based it on this Ramah, and he said it extends to other places. So, Achi Rab Lahatos, Ain Tanai B'Nisuin. You can't do it. So if anyone tries to do it, you can't do it. Okay? Doesn't work. Okay. With this exception. There's the exception. The case of a potential Yibum. I don't know of anybody, personally, who ever made a Tanai in the case of a brother-in-law. This, I don't know of anybody. If you can do some research online and find somebody who actually did it, let me know. I'm willing to discuss it. There was a case like that very recently, and Rabbi Greenblatt Schlitter from Memphis, it's a complicated case, let him come to me. The couple was married already for a long time. Looked like there were no children, and there was a fear that of a Yavma wouldn't do Chalitza. So let him come to me. What are you going to do? No problem. I'll write a get. They'll remarry B'Tanai of the Rabbah. So my remark was at the time that I've never heard of anybody in America who's ever done a Tanai of the Rambam, but if anybody ever did it, it was probably Rav Nota Greenblatt. Those who know his reputation. He's a very major Talmud Chacham who was bold and brave. If it says in the Rambam, I'm going to do it. I myself would never do such a thing. I wouldn't even know how to do it. There's so many details how to write a Tanai. It's a small printer in the Pesach Tshuva. But, you know, it can be done. Rav Moshe Makel for this particular example. Okay? That's all I know. Now I got to Rav Moshe's Tshuva, which is literally mind-boggling. I don't know if anybody in the world ever passed like this. I'm not sure if they passed like this in the case in which he wrote the tshuva. I don't know. What happens? It's a tshuva written in Chaf Hei Marchesh Ben Tovshin Mem Aleph. That's the fall of 1980. Who was it written to? Rav Yitzchak Yedidya Frankel Shlita, Harav Rashi to Tel Aviv Yafo. It was a tremendous goyin and tzaddik. He was a Gera Chosid, and his son-in-law is the famous Rabbi Lau, who also succeeded him as chief rabbi of Tel Aviv, and then of course became chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael. Now he's back at Tel Aviv. He went back to his old position, his old posting in Tel Aviv. Okay, of course on Yafo too. Okay. So he says, "Rav Rashi, I'm weak. I just got this story. A woman from Bukharia, Bukharian woman. Shenafel if they miyava muma. Hakol roa katar. Eim al hosim mitzazeh." Okay. Talks about the Maharam, the Mordechai Yavamus Kuvzayin. We'll see that soon. Nafel if they miyava muma. Dadata dahachilu kitcha nafsha. Tosu babakama. So perik hagozel. We saw that yesterday in Shir. Adaita. Urak shenafel mina erisin. Change the motzi biyameinu, right? Because nowadays we have what? We have erisin and nisuin. When? Back to back, right? Not a year apart, a minute apart, or a few minutes apart. Avuv the zoo, the meshune mistam meisin nisuin beolam. Why? Look at this case. Darin, everyone able to see? You found with the mouse, yeah? Darin nisis lo achrei shekvar hoyu lo velo ulo edim ulo chulialma yodua. It was known to everybody. Shutzarech Lelech Litzava, the Russian army. Shutzafek Godol Shiyamas, the Russian army. They cannon fodder. They put you up there, you know. They don't care about lives in the Russian army. V'kevan Shiyesh Lo Ach Zeh. Hare Hayodua Memela Shetei Zekuka Liyavam Zeh Bim Yamas Bamelchama. V'kevan Shuchaver HaMiflaga. What's the Miflaga? The Communist, the party. It means the Communist Party. Didn't tell you Communist. We all know what the there's only one party in Russia, I'm saying. There's no Democrats or Republicans. The party. He was a member, he was a Communist. The Kofra, but called Yonei HaTorah, was the Communist did, atheists. The Loyev Terena Bechalitza, via Torah, it's Atzmo, he'll fend for himself. Sh'af La'asos La'tova, he would love to do it. Hu Yore, Shlo'yo Tziyu, Me'a Miflaga, they'll throw him out of the party. In Yisvadu Mizel, KGB. Shizelevadu Onesh Gadol Lebali HaMiflaga, of course. You know, the Rav Moshe knew communism very well. Rav Moshe was almost killed by the communist. I think his brother was killed by the communist, if I'm not mistaken. Rav Moshe lived under communist rule till 1936. Do you believe that? He was living in communist Russia for almost 20 years. Until he finally really had to get out. Yeah. Where are we? The guy man Ishu Akasha Bogad Bami betrayed the communists. The Gam Kifishaheshiv La Nika Shubatsu is Ra Umuma Lahakis. Ubavada Hosa Nikaris Hosa Makaris also. She knew it at the time. Okay, so great. What I have three words to explain the situation. Three words. Love conquers all. Nuts. It's crazy to marry this guy. You're marrying the guy, he's going to go to the army, he may die, he's stuck with his brother, the communist. Love conquers all. That's what I would have said. Okay? Right. V'zeh havad ayein lomar klal shebeshvil ritzono li nosi lo nises lo af b'yediya berura shirak yamemu ma'atem yeima b'vadai. Rav Moshe can't believe any sane woman would do that. Shabar lekol shebishvil zman muat liyamim b'afilu chadashim lo tisratza shemisha linasei av shetav lemesav tandu. Rav Moshe never went to the movies, and he doesn't know that love conquers all. Rav Moshe assumed no woman would ever marry a man who's gone to the army, because he may die. You know what? Maybe he won't die. Not everyone died in the communist army. I don't even think a majority died in the communist army. Again, I haven't done the stats. You can go on the online and find out. They lost. I'm not sure what war we're talking about over here. It's hard to know. Even World War II, they lost. I think they say 20 million Russians died in World War II between the soldiers and the civilians. Yeah, but how many million Russians are there? many more millions. And even in the army, I think the majority survived. I think. So she'll get him back. She loves him. How much you can't believe that you would love a man that much that you take your chances like this. Where am I up to here? Does the matay speak of Marisham and Baba Kama, Reshtaf Kufir Alf? Anan Sadi, the Menach Nichola Bakoldu, Hapirish Rashi, what did Rashi say? Where's Rashi? The Nichola Liskadish Larishan, Shu Sholem, Al Safek Zeh, Shim Yomos Tizokik Liokov, the famous Rashi in Baba Kama, we mentioned a little bit yesterday, and she's willing to marry Prince Charming on the outside, Cheshire stuck with the ugly duckling. But the brother, who perish mukhrach, has to be that way. The habara shelo nicha la b'mukas shchin can be furish by b'makomus. Drak me eva evshi katshena al b'mukas shchin. That's like the worst thing in the world. The lekach tiknushi shemetziyos al yavia ksubas memzayin emanalf. In other words, if she antagonizes him, she'll do the worst thing in the world for her to give it to marry to b'mukas shchin. We'll see that in the Mordechai. That data the hachilo kitsha navsha who pirish ze achmasha biyoba mumor bemes lo kitsha who mishum to the chashash shema tipol if neyava mumor tochish biyoser shelo yichufena lisyabem lo viyavirena al das. That's the Agos Mordechai. You should have seen some in Kufzayim. Shelo zecho sheshes afish shul safik rachok. Can you believe? Rabbi Shabbat says something which is to me is so wild. I have a simple answer. Love conquers all. Rabbi Moshe doesn't hold from that answer. Rabbi Moshe is a rationalist. Yeah? But look what he says now. His answer is to me so dochuk. Look what he says. Look what he says. Okay? She never heard of Ibam. But he didn't say that. He thinks every Bukharian woman heard of Ibam. Every Bukharian woman knows Chumash. So what do you mean she doesn't know Ibam? No. Is that true? I would have rather said she never heard of that. She never heard that parashah in the Torah. Her mother doesn't want to go there. Look what he says. She thought that once he became a communist, an atheist, he's not Jewish anymore, and therefore there's no zikas here. By the way, there are some Rishonim hold like her. That's what Moshe's pshat, this ignorant Bukhari woman, she was a big time matrachim, she held like the shittas that held that a woman whose husband, whose brother-in-law is a communist, is an atheist, is a mumma, there's no Zika. That's what she thought. Kemo shehu atzmo v'gam ha'edah ma'chzik, and also nivda michlal ha'edah. Shalachen ha'is ha'svura she'ach zeh eino zoka li'ibum. And here's the next line. V'ilu ha'is ha'yodah she'zoka li'ibum, lo ha'is ha'nises gam la'ach ha'kosher, b'shul eize yomim, af kiflayim ha'estrim yom, that she stay with him, v'gam yoseh. We finally got to the word that explains the connection of Moshe's children, that base in your mom is island is. Let's see. Okay. Where's the word island? I just lost it. Here it is. Ayin Yevamis. Bezim and Bez. Tosmas. Oh, that's Atosmas. Okay. So he's saying unbelievable. For the woman to marry a man who's going to run, is going to go to war and likely die, and be stuck with a communist brother, that chesaron for a woman is worse than the chesaron of an island for a man. Unbelievable. Oh, Itosa said so. No! We read Itosa yesterday. Remember the Lashon of the Tosin Baba Kama Kufyud? Lo maska adata. She doesn't care about such a remote eventuality. She's in love. She's 21. He's 22. They're in love. Who's thinking about them having a childless marriage? They never dreamt of it. So therefore, she doesn't even consider that possibility right now. She's marrying him. He's marrying her completely with no conditions, as long as they live together physically. That's what Tosfos is saying in Baba Kama Daf Kuf Yud. Think about it. Do you believe this? That she would never agree to marry him. Not only that, he wouldn't agree either. Look at this amazing revelation. Umistaber. The Yaf Mitzad Abal Ik Umdenazu. The Gamhu Hare Yodea Hare Vade Yodea Shebishvil Yom Ma'atim before he gets drafted. Lohoya Motse Shumisha Ba'olam Shetinose Imlo Altnai Shem Yomus Belobonim Lo Kitcha. Have you Umdena Habrura Shurak Al Tnai Mishneat Stadim? Vien Sorach Lechidush Atosis Ksubas Memzayim. Do a Ichbastom in the Haskim the Tanakazet. And the Umdenu Gamal Abal Kemo Al Aisha, the Umdena Berura Kanan Sade Shabbatla Makidushin, Shemes Mechama, but after the Yom, the Zehu Hazeshu Rosha Makofa Mechavra Miflogger, Shaloshaya Klaus Shiachlis, the Shaguna of Umadvaram Shafilu, Gilu Milsodot Sarek, Shakos Vatos, the Kidushin Memtes, which we saw yesterday in Tosis and Ksubas Sadi Zion, the same Tosis. We have the three things. Some require Tanai, some require a Gili Mills to say something, and some require zero. It's obvious to Ramash, obvious. Upashit. Ramash goes on. I mean, this tshuva is mind-boggling. Psha'afim zesha nisis lo bistam, v'lo hisnu klum, hoya mishum shlo yodu sh'ika zika ziba v'chalitza klal, v'lo mishum sh'yodu me'inyonei t'noim, yeah? Nami batlo v'akidush, that's what I thought. At best, she never heard of Hebrew. The ain lanu tzorach sheyado dinim ela shelo hayaratzon naiskadosh al dazeh shetitzorach b'miyamas chalitza mishdeh shemubiofan anan sadi barosh nechshav kehistu butlu to beuvdos tisa begemara beuvdos bechamakal lahuska chiluk v'nishdi amal tamen chacham v'lochein beuvda hizui muteras dinasim lochalitza v'chaval al shelo motza bebuchara shom bezdin gadol sheyedul hatira. He signs his name. Bukhara? You can't find this in the whole globe of Beis Din Matara. Not in Yerushalayim or HaKadosh, not in Bnei Brak, not in Lakewood. There's an incredible cooler of Moshe. Unbelievable, if you ask me. I wonder if Rabbi Frankel's Matara based on this. I don't know. Maybe we'll ask Rabbi Lau. I wonder if he has a Shachas to Rabbi Lau. No one has a Shachas to Rabbi Yisroel Lau? No one? Somebody has an email or something. Ask until you learned this tshuva to a shver. Was a shver mata the woman based on Ramash's tshuva? Maybe, you know, I don't know. Story is now we thought it's 30 years old. It's 30 years old. This tshuva. Wow. It's so scary, Rabosai. I'm only saying this. Please don't misinterpret me. It has echoes. It's only an echo. It has echoes of yesterday's Shia. We spoke about people with the wall. She never would agreed to be married to this guy if she'd know that she'd become an aguna one day. It's an echo. Ramash Nebunei Chalil Vachat never said that case. Every marriage is like that, so we knock on every marriage. But Ramash is saying the principle is correct in this limited case. Wow. So Ramash said, what do you say? It's unbelievable. Shuvah Ramash. Sure, very much. We have in this shiur, Rabbi Oseh, it is full disclosure. We try to hide nothing from the Talmidim. Try to tell them everything that they have to know. We have to evaluate it ourselves. But we try to give the full range of opinions. To me, Rabbi Moshe's chiddush here is a chiddush nifla v'noira ad ma'ot. I don't know if anybody passed in this one. I don't know. I had a case. I kid you not. A man married a woman in the Bronx, the New Bukhara. Bronx. I live in the Bronx. Bronx, New York. I think it was 1941. Man marries a woman that very day, and I think they both knew it in advance. He got on a train to go to California to be conscripted in the army. And after a while, she got sick and tired, and she married somebody else. She got an annulment in the secular court, and she married somebody else and had a daughter. What would you say about that daughter? Shh, you won't say it too loud. This week's parsha again. Alright? Chmona Litzlan. That's what I would have said. Leova Mam is a Bekal Hashem. She married. According to Rav Moshe, how'd she get married? Didn't she know that he's going to go to the army and who's was. What about. I have a simple answer. Love conquers all. Love conquers all. Yeah. I had a case. Baruch Hashem, we were able to be matir the woman. Actually, it wasn't the woman. This is a story from some 70 years ago. That woman married somebody, and they had a daughter. And this daughter wanted to marry someone whom I knew. So I'm stuck. So we ended up going to do a lot of research on the original marriage. The one who did the wedding was one of those charlatans who was known by the title of Reverend. Those of us, it's a sociological phenomenon of back in the 30s and 40s. There were reverends who would perform ritual observances, you know, whether weddings or funerals or unveilings for a fee. They were generally ignorant, often would not do a proper job. Since it was done by a reverend, we had no evidence that there was really two kosher witnesses there. On those grounds, we permitted this woman, in other words, the granddaughter of the woman who did this crazy thing, who married a guy in the Bronx who was going that very same day, wasn't even consummated, but the very same day to train to California. What's she now? Wait till he comes back. Makes no sense. What's the answer? Love conquers all. What can I tell you? Whatever. I can tell you stories a long time, but I want to get back to some of the texts. But Rabbi Moshe's chiddush is a chiddush nifla v'noira. If not for him, I would have said, why'd she marry him? Love conquers all. Maybe she knew about him, she didn't know about him, she knew communists, no communists, is zoking, not zoking. She wasn't even thinking about it. Love conquers all. That's what I would have said. Anyway, Rabbi, I want to return and spend a few minutes on the toast that we started in Shia yesterday, in Ksubas Afem Zayinam and Beis. Those who have the Gemara Ksubas in front of you, please open it up, if you don't mind. If you don't have it, I hope your friend next to you does have it. It's one of the chazim. We already did a little chazar on that tosis indirectly by making reference to the Sugya Baba Kama, the tosis quotes. I just want to just chazar briefly again, because I want to make a couple of comments on this tosis. Not my own, from the Mishnah Lamelech. Rabosai, tosis says, what's the case? A man added to the ksuba of his wife, Tosefes ksuba. The top line of Mzayin Ahmed Bey says, Shlokosav Elmanas the Konsa. He only added to the number, the amount of the ksuba, with the intention of actually having the Nisuan take place. But in case, what happened? In case he died before the Nisuan, or he divorced her before the Nisuan, so the Gemara is the Konta Belosa Ben Azariah, he'd only collect the minimum sum, not the Tosefes. Fine. Says Tosafos Shlokosav, how can that be? I buy a cow, the cow died. I say it's null and void. So Tosafos says, Anan Sadi, that you won't take a chance when you buy a cow. That's how it is. Here it's different. What about Baba? And we have an Umdun and the Muchach, you don't have to say anything. And they haven't Zavlo Itzrichalei the Zuzi. I sell you, we saw the Gemara in Afsari Zion, we saw it yesterday. I sell you my field in order to buy an ox, and I can't buy the ox anymore. So I want my field back. Once it works. So here are the two cases. He never gave her the ksuba if there was an intention, if he was going to be die or divorce her before the nisuin. And he never would have sold the property, the field, had the deal with the oxen fallen through. What's so dangerous about these two cases? They're both what tense? Future tense is the future developments. Oh, Baba Kama Kuf Yud. Okay, Baba Kama Kuf Yud. So what do we say? Wouldn't she have won't take a chance at the time of the kiddushin? Says the Reno, that's different. That's like Nosan Kesel Anche Mishmer. What does that mean? Here's the key line. Holo ve'eino tolui ela benosein. Yesh lo lechas achadaito. It's unilateral, I called it yesterday. The man who stole from the ger gave the money to the kohen. There's no bilateral. He walked in and plunked the money on his table. There's no bilateral understandings over here. So if he wouldn't have a kapara without the carbon, he wouldn't have done it. If he wouldn't live to bring the carbon, sending these guys makdash abeim for a chatas, he wouldn't have been makdash if he knew he was going to die. And chatas, the owner dies. It's lemisa azli. Can't offer it. Okay, that's what it says. And don't compare it to buying an object and an onus happen later on. Why? I'm reading the key line over here. The eino toli bedas akona levado toika nami das makne. It's bilateral. Ah, Yavama Mukashkin? No, it's also unilateral. Why? Here's the key line. Shabaru Lanu, last two lines of Tosus. Shuloya Ake Bishul Shumdova Sheira Acham Isoso. Kieno Choshesh Bema Sheira Acham Apre Mala Deluge. Louis XIV. After his death, I'm not concerned after my death, he says. Ulahachi, the last line. Lo Porach Me Isha Shanasa Bala Balmum. Tepik below get. Can you imagine this? A woman's married and her husband gets sick. Huh? No get? It never entered the Gemara's mind. It's true. Had she known, she wouldn't have done it. Doesn't matter. Came in the Toli Nami Bedasa Mekadesh. He doesn't want her to leave him when he gets sick. What are the examples? Gezel Ager, Chatas Shemesu Baleo, or the case of the woman whose husband's going to die and he doesn't care what happens after his death. Ad kan tois. Both say, everyone with me so far? If you look inside, I hope you followed along. If you didn't look at it yet, you'll go home and you'll go to Beit Shemesh and read the Tosfos again. The Mishnah Lamelech has what to say about this Tosfos. I'll give you a brief summary of some of the highlights, not everything, in the Mishnah Lamelech, where he talks about this. Let me just take attendance. Who's in the Shia? I don't know. I've got the names here. Okay. Dovi is here, and Shlomo, Yoni, Eliezer, Yoel, Baruch, Dov, Shoal, Eli, Ruvain, Yishai, Yitzi, is this in Shir? Yitzchak Diskin, is he in the Shir? Yeah, you have to go after him. Make sure he's here.
He was here last few days.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, man's entitled to be missing a day. That's my mission. Sasson, Aryeh told me where he is. Yitzchak, Binyamin, Yehuda, Nimrod Peretz. Two names. Peretz is a nice name. We'll talk about it privately. Okay. We'll talk. Okay, good. All right. So Rabosai. The Mishnah Lamelech is found in Hilchos Zechiah, Perek Vov, Halacha Aleph. Where is it? Here it is. Perek Vov, Halacha Aleph. It's a very long piece. We're not going to read all of it, just a few highlights. Pages and pages and pages. Okay, if I can find a few of the highlights. Rabosai, the question is as follows. Our case in Ksubas Mem Zayin, he added to her Ksuba. Right? That's case one. And they compare it to a case where he sells a field 50 blot later. That's Ksubas Mem Zayim, that's Ksubas Tzadi Zayim. He sells a field because he wants to use the money to buy oxen. And in both cases, it fell through. Either he died or divorced her before the Nisuin, or the deal with the oxen fell through. Frek the Mishnah Lamelech, Rebbeinu Shel Olam. In those cases, it's bilateral. It's a future bilateral, or I should say, it's a future development in a bilateral case. It goes against the rules of Tosfos. How can we say that we're going to follow the whim of the man who wouldn't obligate himself if he died or divorced her, or the whim of the seller wouldn't sell the land if the deal with the ox would fall through? There's another party, namely the woman who was being married, or the fellow who bought the field. They're chopped liver. They're also people. This goes against the very rule of Tosfos. That's the kasha which is raised over here in the Mishnah Lamelech in Perek Vov in Hilchos Zechiya Matana, Halacha Aleph. Okay. I'll read the words a little bit. The question becomes, what about the wife's das and the buyer's das? Look what he says. Amazing. He lo takbid b'ochi. She won't mind. She won't mind? What, are you kidding? Just imagine. This man was so in love with this woman that instead of giving her the 200 zuz, he promised her 1,000,000 zuz. Then something inconvenient happened. He died before the nisuin. She won't mind getting 200 zuz instead of 1,000,000? You want a woman like that? He lo takvim shelo kosel el master konsa. Kevin lo mafsin amidi. Vim yomas lo yitnu lo ato sevas kosel yos kedemei kara. She didn't lose anything. She just didn't get $1,000,000. What a wild idea. Rabbi Sai, someone's about to give you $1,000,000 and someone just take it away. I didn't lose anything. I screamed bloody murder, I want $1,000,000. That's not what the Mishnah Melech says. That's the first case. Second case. Chenami Zavu, Lord Tzrichi Lezuzi, I bought your house and now you can't buy the oxen. You want the house back. Look, halokeach lo mafsin midi hader be the zuzi the yav kashakel. I have my money back. I want that house. I go crazy about buying houses. What do you want? You have your money back. I'm not sure what the Mishnah. That's what the Mishnah Melech says. Because you're back to that's his words. A chiddush niflam out. The rush. This is a dimer maschil avo. A little bit later, Rabbi Osai. A little bit later, he quotes over here. This print a little small for me, but it's somewhere in here. He quotes the following case: a person. He quotes the Rush, a Tshuvas HaRush. A person made a neder to his daughter. I promise. I make a neder. I'm going to give you a lot of money, you know, to live with. And then your husband will, you know, have money and have a wealthy wife and all that kind of stuff. And then an unfortunate thing happened. What unfortunate thing happened? The money that he promised to his daughter was based on what we call in today's terminology accounts receivable. You know what that means? But this kalkulu chavosav, the accounts receivable never were realized. Right? So we say like this. He says, here. The guy, he wanted the nadan, he wanted the dowry. He's saying that since he took a neder, the neder is between man and God, he says. Between Ben Adam and Mokom. It was not a hischaivus. Had he made it a hischaivus, had he obligated himself to the chosin, then he'd be stuck. But since he never obligated himself to the chosin, he only took a neder to his daughter, he's going to give her the money, and then he lost the money, his accounts receivable. In that kind of a case, Rabbi Osai, we say that it's not binding, because it's considered to be unilateral, even though it's really bilateral into the interest of the chosin, but in the form of the neder, it's unilateral. Okay. This is, again, this is a very long piece over here. And then he writes over here something amazing. This is, if those who want to look it up later, this is on in the I have the Frankel edition, page Kufnun, middle of column 1. Shuv reisi lebal pnei Moshe. What does he say? Like this. Depends how big the umdana. Umdana gedola ad ma'od anan sadi, even though it's bilateral. Even though it's bilateral. That's what he says. Quotes from the Pnei Moshe. So it's a whole different approach. Therefore, the Pshat, it's an umdana de mucha gomer. He wouldn't give it $1 million for the ksub unless he would actually reach full marriage of Nisuin. And he wouldn't, he wouldn't sell his house unless he's going to buy the oxen. So therefore, even though it's bilateral, it doesn't matter. So he quotes over here from the Pnei Moshe. That's how the Noda Behuda explains the Tosus of Anaf Mem Zayin the same way. A big chiddush is the Nesivas talks about it. I don't want to go into it right now because I have to cover a little bit more ground. But just to give you some highlights of this long Mishnah Lamelech. Oh. Now we're going to turn our attention. We only have another 10 minutes to go. We're going to read the Mordechais. I actually see 3 Mordechais. We're going to see them all. And then tomorrow, we're going to maybe look over the Beis Halevi. Anyone see the Beis Halevi? Know about the Beis Halevi yet? Maybe we'll make some copies. We can make some copies of the Beis Halevi. I mean, for tomorrow, Shia. The guys have in the Beis Medrash. I'm interested primarily. I don't want to be machbar on you. It's Chela Gimel Simen Gimel, and if you just make a copy of these first 2 pages, Chavav and Chavzayin, it could probably fit on a single page. Maybe shrink it a little bit. Okay, I'll give it to you. Take it. It's a nice block print. It's easier to read. Okay, just those. Get those 4 columns, some or other, and some. It would be helpful since everyone to see. But let's now see the original. That's an Achron. We want to see it in the Rishonim. The original sources. We saw one, it's partly review and partly new. Let's turn to the Mordechai Simen Chav Tes. Okay? Let's look there together. Mordechai Simen Chav Tes. Please. Part we already saw in Rav Moshe, part we saw in other places. Simen Chav Tes. Kosev. We'll start from the beginning. V'mhoya habal mumor v'yosh v'tachta v'ones u'meis b'memruso b'lo bonim eina zekuka liyavam t'hai lav ochivu v'eina zekuka naima l'chalitza. That's what the Balitu says. What does it say? What's most important part of the introduction to Yibum? Ki yeshu achim yachtov. You have to be a brother. It's a brotherhood. It's not enough to be a member of Klal Yisrael. You have to be a brother. A brother is an achiv b'torah v'mitzvahs. Someone who's a mumu who goes to the church, he, according to the Baal Iter, is not considered achim for the purpose of yibum. Kosev b'tshuvas hagonim, yivama shenach, and that's what this lady thought in Bukhara, right? According to Rav Moshe, she was a big, she held at the Baal Iter. Ooh. Held the Baal Iter. A communist, is an atheist, is a communist. All right. Don't they call him comrades? And it's comrade. But not a brother, not one of our brothers, the comrade. Okay, right. Cause of a shiva sagonim, yivama shenafel fnei amumer shepturim en achalitza v'nayim hecha deleka yavam acher. Elohu, v'loy viu shemrayel devrayim. Because of Rashi, b'tshuva achas the lo samchin alay. We don't rely on it. Af al pi shechata yisrael chadav. That's what I told you before. Famous Gemara Sanhedrin. Yisrael al pi shechata yisraelu. Chata yisrael by ochan, etc. Whole story. Fine. V'im kidesh kiddush of kiddushin. So v'cholet v'lo miyavim. Rashi, chuvas Rashi. V'nira l'maharam, the Rami Rutenberg, l'havi raya l'divri ha-gaonim, that the Gaonim said that the marriage is, that what? That there's no problem no need for a chalitza. The parach perak ha-gozel, here we're seeing it again. Ela me'ata yevam ha-shanaf v'flein mukashchin. Tepuk v'lo chalitza, da'adat edachi lo kitcha nafsha me'ikara, u'mashani, me'nach nayach lo. What does lo mean? She can survive with the mukashchin. Tav le'mesef tanda, le'mesef amalu, pirish. Nicha lo bebal koldahu. Even the mukashchin, it's better than nothing. Imken gabe mumar. Delekala me'mar hachi. A mumar is less than the mukashchin. The anan sadi the lo nichol olis yavimlo. Why? Ki yavireno al das. He will force a mukashkin. He's a nice guy. He's sick. This guy is going to force her to go against the religion. Force her. That's Yudis. Lovo aleo begius. It's interesting. It sounds like it's saying that even any relations with him is prohibited because he's treated like a goy. And certainly, if it calls man she nida, she'll force her to live with him when she's a nida. So vare anan sari lo nichala, and therefore it's not even a koldu. Vim kein nafka af below chalitza. Emein shem yomim elohu. Kosav aram af al pishe vesi rael adivrei agonim lom laani libi laval adivrei Rashi kashabob mazeh ma'isa liyodeh. I'm scared to bring. What's he saying? The Gemara calls a mukashchin a koldu. So the only reason why she's by the typical woman who's married to Prince Charming and falls before Ugly Duckling, because Ugly Duckling is also Kolshu. But a Mumra is less than Kolshu. So the implication of the Gemara Babakabu Kofiyur Amal Aleph is that in that kind of case she was never married. So Numa de Namucha, she never wanted to marry him. As I state in Maram Pshat Nagon. Quite remarkable. Now our final source for today is the Hagos Mordechai, as it's called, Simen Kuvzayin. Simen Kuvzayin. Please turn. Take a look over here, you'll see on page Yud Ches in our print, Hagos to Shaykh Eliel by Mesechus Yevamos. The way that Mordechai usually works, goes through Perek by Perek, goes through 16 Prokim, and it starts all over again. Okay? It starts all over again. And in Simen Kuv Zayin, Rabosei, everyone see Simen Kuv Zayin? Simen Kuv Zayin. I'm not going to read the entire. I already forgot. What did it say in the Ma'am of Kamos? Where did it supposed to start this? I don't have it in front of me. Huh? Mordechai Kuf Zayin starting from where? Which words? Of an ode?
Heavy
Riot. Ode Heavy Riot, okay. Now, who can find that now? I lost it. Anybody?
Yeah, it's the second column,
6 lines down. Thank you. Vod Evi Rabbi Shimshon, to also Lubas Lo Beribis, Shul Lifna Ivra Sita Mikhsho, Homitam Achva Lo Osa, Alma Lava Ochiv Rabbi. The Kolshki Mumum Le Yaakov is Man Azed, Avi Mumum Le Chola Torah Kula, Vagami Mumum Le Dover Echad, Lachis. Umashe Kiddushin Kiddushin, Suvi Chumra Bi Alma, Tochi Nami Amina Nohma Al Menashe Nitzad Agama, Mekudeshes Chashin Hashem Hira Bit Shuvah Belibo. Hachanamik Shakidish Chashin Hashem here. Hayishai the Tshuva. He believe this? Rose colored glasses. The guy's in the church when he marries a woman in shul. He wants to do tshuva. I say love conquers all. But okay. Avol inyan yibum and shayach tamzeh mikolela nira lahatil yavama shenaf lemumah below chalitza. Kapirish rachu raya b'maram l'diriyah gonim amatirim perkoz l'kama lo hab yaraya l'gabi yavama menani suin. To behead your pirshu atosis baveka gozel kamadav kuf yud v'zelashon. He quotes it. Adad adochel kitchen nafsha nira demena erisinari demena nisuin vare mekatcha nafsha mishum devechimayas balo mafka nafsha melios nesua hilchach mena erisinari the ein l'shem tova. Right, that's what the sheet of kubetz said. Why give a better reason? Because of ein adamosi b'losu b'lasnus. Okay, v'yim tomar. Adam shalokach mekach min hashuk min haskak al yivatel nadat adarach lo kona zekshu atoysis ksubas mem zayin yeh v'tirtzu lav lo keach l'chudei tayo milsa lochi lo porach agos akama hevet mi bala im nasa mukashchin ayin shah Ivim Tomar Imaya Bagozal Kama Barusa Lishana Nechinami Vismukan the Makash the Mukashkin Perkama the Avamas Itzrich the Menani Suin. Can you show me in a time? Gewaldik. Tavdal and Yavamas, we saw that yesterday. It's talking about a Nesua. Right? They definitely did a pasuk to teach you that you don't force them to have Yibum, but there is a Zika. And Tosis only make them in an Erisin. Tears have been a time, no. The Misvara Parach. Velo Mikoach Midi Itzrich. Potato Midlo Mishani Itzrich Smuch in the Hecha Shinas Mukashkin Achar Nefila. That's a sugan in Yavamas Avdal and Amadal. He's saying is the kash is not from a source, it's from a svara. What does a svara mean? Some of the first things svara means maisim b'cholyo. Maisim b'cholyo. We see there is a zika. V'liyah hedjot kakosim nirali the smag sviuli the mumas zogeg shemimitzus the garish ko he said mishlohoyal eshto ach mikom gafilu mamzer filovas kachavim, and therefore we hold that there is a zika even in that kind of a case. So we are able to see Rabbi Osai the Mordechai in three places. My time is up. And then tomorrow, I want to see that, learn that Beis Halevi together, those four columns if we can, most of it. And then we'll go to other sources which relate to this critical sugya. Okay.